I've struck a brilliant idea. I've just opened this little shop, bought a nice old fire engine, and I'm starting a fire station of my own. Now then, men, pull yourselves together. Don't stand there looking at it.
I don't think it'll work, Governor.
That's nothing to do with you whether it'll work or not. Polish it up and make it look pretty. I want people to say, oh, what a nice fire engine.
Well, what's the use of that if it won't put a fire out?
It isn't the fire engine that puts the fire out, you fool. It's the brave men I have with me. Just imagine yourself, Jenkins, arriving at a fire. And I say to you, up you go, Jenkins, up you go. Oh, now's your chance. Just think, you climb up that burning building.
Oh, do I?
Flames coming through the window.
What?
They scorch you.
Where?
Smoke pours out. It chokes you.
Yes.
Still you don't care.
Oh, don't I?
You're nearly dead from suffocation.
I'm nearly dead listening to you, Governor.
Crowds cheer you.
Oh, that's nice.
Noble fellow, they say.
Yes.
Suddenly a shout goes up.
What's happened?
The roof is falling in.
Oh, I thought so.
Crash
oh,
comes
Governor.
The roof. Burying you in the ruins.
Yes.
Do you care?
Yes, I do.
No, you don't.
Oh.
You just give your life to save that burning building. Then the papers come out next day and they call you a brave fellow.
I never read the papers.
And the owner gets the insurance money. Well, of course, I take a bit out of it,
oh,
you
of
know.
Of course, yes.
And I buy a nice wreath for you and everybody's satisfied.
Yes, but what's the use of the engine if I've got to do all the work?
Now, don't be silly. It's quite all right, Jenkins. I'll read you the rules now. The duties of a fireman incur considerable risk.
I gathered that by what you've been saying. Here, Governor, will you accept my resignation?
No, Jenkins, that's all right. Firemen are requested not to bake chestnuts on the burning building while the fire is raging. Also, if the fire is raging very badly, firemen are requested not to rush into the flames, as the smell of burning firemen is very unpleasant and causes great annoyance to the crowd. I say, look out, Jenkins, I think we're going to be very busy.
Is someone coming, Governor?
Yes. Good morning, madam.
Is this the fire station?
Well, it isn't Lockhart.
Do you employ lady firemen?
Oh, Governor. Oh, do we employ lady firemen?
Jenkins, I think we could do with a couple, you know.
Thumbs up, Governor.
Yes, I think we can, madam, yes. Just step into the office, will you? Jenkins, if anybody calls from me, say I've gone to a fire.
Well, I'm blown.
Look out, Jenkins, here's another customer. I told you we were going to be busy.
Oh, Governor, there's a fire.
A fire? Fire where?
In my mother's grave, Dad.
Go away, you saucy little monkey. You're going to smack on the nose.
What a nasty kid, Governor.
Yes, he is a nasty kid. Look out, somebody else.
Good morning. Are you the mister what puts out the fires?
Yes. Take a seat, sir.
No, thank you. I don't want to sit down. I can't stand sitting.
Ah. Now, is your house on fire?
No, but it will be next Thursday.
Right, sir. I'll book the order. Do you want it put right out, or would you like it left smouldering?
I don't want it put out until it's all burnt to the ground.
Now, would you like to pay money down, or would you like it on the installment plan?
Oh, I'll pay money down. How much is it?
You can have one fire for £10, or three fires for £17.10.
Then I don't want the fire put right out.
In that case, we make an extra charge of £2.10.
All right, I don't care.
Cash forward. Jenkins, take the gentleman's name and address. Anybody living in the house, sir?
Yes, my wife and my mother-in-law.
Jenkins, make a note. No lives to be saved.
Hi, there's a fire.
A fire? Fire where? Where?
I don't know. Somewhere. You'll have to find it out.
Well, go away. If you don't know where it is, why come shouting at people?
Oh, you go away.
Yes, where is the fire? You'll get a smack on the nose. That's what you'll get,
you
know.
No, you'll get a smack on the nose. He doesn't play that game.
Dot him one, Governor. Dot him.
Yes, and I got you one.
Don't you put his fire out.
No, I won't put his fire out now.
You clear out.
Yes, I will, Jenkins, yes. It'll be a bit of practice for us. Come
all
on.
All right, Governor.
Now, come on, where's the hose?
We haven't got any hose.
No hose?
No.
You better go and buy a garden hose then. Now, where are the axes and the choppers and the fire escape?
We haven't got a fire escape.
No fire escape?
No.
Go and get the sheets off the bed then.
All right.
Go on, hurry up, Jenkins. Now ring the engine up. Go on.
She won't spark, Governor.
Won't spark? What do you mean, won't spark? Put a match to her.
Now, it's no good, Governor. There isn't an engine with this model.
What, no engine?
No.
My goodness me, they've done me for a quid, Jenkins.
Well, we'll get her out in the street, Governor.
Yes, push her out now.
All right.
You men get at the back. Go on, give
her
a push
up. Give us a baked potato.
What do you mean, give you a baked potato? This is a fire engine, not a baked potato can.
Damn it, look at the fire engine.
Go on, you go home.
Now, don't stand there talking to him, Jenkins.
Well,
let's
I don't like him insulting our engine.
Never mind about that. Where is the fire?
I don't know where
well,
the fire is.
Go and ask a policeman. Ask somebody.
Hi, Governor. Governor.
What's the matter?
The fire's in your office.
What, in my fire station on fire? Oh, well, love a duck, Jenkins. Send for the fire brigade. Quick.
Now, not me, Governor. I'm knocking off. There's the dinner bell.
Thank the dinner bell. It's the fire brigade coming.